Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us in the Diamonds Direct hot seat, you see her on FS1. Her show is Fair Game. It's Kristen Leahy. How you doing, Kristen?
Christine.
Skin.
Okay.
I told you to write it down.
Yeah, sorry. Hi,
right.
Christine.
Congratulations. Listen, you guys are having a busy day in Dallas, so I'll forgive you.
Well, you worked for a long time with one of our old, we used to be at a different radio station, and Colin was on.
Yes.
And so what is life like with Colin?
Oh, so was I on your air?
No. Okay. This is when
before
he was back at ESPN.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
What was he like?
Yes.
Colin is a very smart man. Colin, I think, you know, what you see him do, you know what's weird, though, is he keeps popping up on that screen right there behind me.
Does it creep you out?
Well, it's just weird, right? Because I was on that show for 3 years. And so now being here and, like, watching it as an outsider, it's kind of weird. I haven't watched it since I left.
But sounds like you loved it.
No. I'm not for that reason. It's just I'm just busy with my own show, so
yes.
I haven't watched it.
Enough time.
Yeah, it's 3 hours. What you see of him on the radio or what you hear is who he is, right? And when he's off the air, those conversations that he's having are just in his head.
Right.
So then he goes and he just tells you everything. But he's a very smart businessman. He can tell stories in a really, really great way. I'm always thankful for the time that I had with him. I think a lot of people know who I am because of that.
Right. And where did you come from prior to that? What were you working on prior?
I host American Ninja Warrior on NBC.
Yep.
I've been doing that for 4 seasons. Before that, I worked for CBS Sports. I did college basketball, March Madness, college football, Dodgers pre- and post-game shows. Before that, I worked in Boston. I worked for the Celtics. I worked for WEI, which is right next to us, and
cool.
for Fox Sports. Yeah, I've been doing this for 11 years. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, but that's accelerating. I mean, 11 years is... To do that many great gigs in 11 years is pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I work hard, but I've gotten lucky, too.
What is your favorite sport?
Basketball, hands down.
So what NBA. Do you what do you think of the Porzingis to the Mavericks?
I think you guys are in for a party. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got a steal.
Yeah.
You didn't have to give up too much from what I'm hearing in order to do that. I'm glad that it happened before the trade deadline. That's always a good thing. I'm interested to see what happens with Anthony Davis, too, but... You guys are making the headlines now.
Tell us about Porzingis. Like, tell us about his game. For those not familiar, Mavs fans who haven't seen him a lot, what would you say? How do you describe his game?
I feel like you would like me to say, oh, who is this?
Marty B. The great Marty B. It's a good dude right here.
Great Marty B.
Hi, how's it going?
That's the great Martellus Bennett. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes,
he
hosts a show with my friend Ben Lyons. Have you had Ben Lyons on?
No.
They were just doing it there. You had Deontay Wilder on a second ago. He was just over there. Deontay was on my show.
What about Desi? Do you know Desi as buddy? Is he tied into that show?
No.
All right. We're just dropping names over here.
Yeah, I know. Come
That's
on.
What Radio Row is all about, though, right? It's people walking by.
Hey,
and
I know this, I know this many people.
You say hello, like people I haven't seen in 10 years popping up. Porzingis, I think you guys are really lucky to have him. I think I'm excited to see him play for another city.
Question. I was just going through Twitter a little bit.
Mine?
And I searched Christine and Norm MacDonald. And
yes! Come up. Wait a minute. That is exactly... I was just doing this thing with Twitter.
Yes.
And they asked me who is my favorite person to follow on Twitter, and I couldn't think of his name, but that's his name.
Norm
MacDonald. He's one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter.
His live golf tweets are amazing.
That's exactly what I just said, and I was blanking on his name. Thank you. That's so weird that you just brought that
it's
up.
It's one of my favorite comedians.
He's one of my... I saw him do at the Laugh Factory, because there's all these places that he performs at in L.A. He's hysterical. But he, does play-by-play golf.
You need to have him on your show.
Yes, I should.
Because he's a sports...
Do you want to book my show?
I would love to.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're hired.
All right, you hear that, Gavin? Just got a new job at Fox Sports 1.
Peace out!
You can get me Norm MacDonald for sure. Why are you bringing up Norm MacDonald?
We just get Porzingis. I probably don't need to leave Dallas just yet.
Wait, why did you just bring him up?
Because I saw it on Twitter.
Me
what does
and
that
Norm
mean?
MacDonald?
I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, what? I typed in how to pronounce your last name.
And it came up Norm MacDonald?
And you had a tweet from 2015 that said, Norm MacDonald pronounced my name correctly.
Oh, wow.
The Warrior show?
No, I think that he... So he used to do these Instagram lives when he was going out to get ice cream. And it was really entertaining. And I think one day I wrote him a question on Instagram Live and he said my name correctly.
Oh, how about that?
So thank you for that trip down memory lane.
Sorry, I just saw that. I was like, I really like Norm MacDonald. Let's bring it
up. Nowhere.
Yeah,
and did he get your first name right as well? Guys, I don't know.
I'm going to say no so you feel better.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very nice of you, Christine. Okay, so
you didn't call her Kristaps.
I know. I'm all
I would have forgiven you even more for that.
What? Who's the best guest you've had on your show? Or your favorite?
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean.
It's hard to answer that, right? Because, first of all, I don't want to single anyone out or make anyone feel bad. And I truly do like certain aspects of everyone I interview, because I'm interviewing athletes, musicians, actors, front office people, just anybody who I find interesting, which is cool that I get to do that and mm-hmm. make those decisions. One of my favorite episodes, I can tell you, is a guy you just had here, Deontay Wilder. Isn't he awesome? He has so much personality. Have you had him on?
Well, the previous show had him on.
Yes. He has so much personality, and he's so great on TV. And what I find is that boxers, I used to cover boxing too, they have to really sell themselves. They have to promote themselves. So they're used to talking and being vulnerable and open, and a lot of them came from situations where they had to fight in order to make money.
Right.
So they're really good guests. And we do fun things on my show too. It's really funny sometimes. And we played a game called Wet and Wilder, where we did trivia and squirted each other with squirt guns based on who got the question right or wrong.
Oh, okay.
You should watch that episode.
Who squirted more?
Weird question, man.
I mean, it's their game, right?
You should watch the episode.
Okay.
Great question. Yes, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, I want to ask you about the Dallas Cowboys. Doing these national shows, everybody's always talking Cowboys, right?
Yes.
So, and I'm curious, like when
America's
team, right. Like I see all these national shows, spend a ton of time on the Cowboys. Is there pressure on the national shows, even if going back to Colin's show, to say, hey, guys, the producers, and we have to work in Cowboys today?
Yeah. But it's not like that. I think it's just known. It's not like pressure. Oh, we have to do this. It's just like that's what people like to hear about, or it's just the hot topics and debating. You could hate the Cowboys and that will still rate well as long as you're talking about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you guys make a lot of news over there.
Right.
You guys have good jobs.
We do.
Yeah, because it's really tough on slow TV days or slow radio days to figure out something to talk about.
Right.
You always have something to talk
You're
about.
You're so right. Yes. And not only that, I mean, we were talking before you jumped on the show, you know Mark Cuban really well.
Yes.
The Jerry Jones and Mark Cuban, to have those two owners in the same city, pretty outrageous.
Those are two owners with some big personalities.
Yes.
Yeah, so they give you a lot of good news, too.
All the time. We've had Cuban will come up. We're the flagship station for the Cowboys. So Jerry actually called our show yesterday because he heard us talking about him.
He's in his car.
He's in his car, and he called.
What were you saying?
We were kind of killing the coach.
Our in-station Cowboy reporter was kind of implying that the next big contract that he signed, Steven's the one who has to deal with it as opposed to Jerry.
Oh.
So Jerry's like, I don't know if you know something I don't know, but I'm very healthy.
And he wanted to correct the narrative.
He was funny about it.
Uh-huh.
But then conversely, like Cuban will come in. We've had Cuban in studio for like 2 hours before.
Yeah, he's like that.
And we're not even the flagship for the Mavs.
No, I like him a lot. And listen, I know there's some things kind of going on that he's trying to settle. I don't mean settle, but figure out and do things in the right way. But I have I've known Mark for a while, and I do a lot of esports stuff, and he's a big supporter of the esports community. And
yes.
So I've met him a lot of those.
All right. So you do a lot of esports stuff.
I do.
Do you feel like that's? I know it's taking off already, but like, do you feel like that's going to be a thing in 10 years?
It already is a thing.
No, but I mean, in 10 years, like radio stations and TV stations, like big time, are talking about it.
No, because that's traditional media, right?
Yeah.
And esports is kind of the Twitch situation and like streaming.
Sure. Right.
And that is really big, especially with the younger generation. And it has been for a really long time, especially overseas. Mm-hmm. And there's so much money in it. So you see guys like Mark Cuban, Rick Fox is really involved in it. You're seeing the NBA get involved in it too.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones too.
Yeah.
You know, smart people are getting involved because there's a lot of money. And I'm lucky I got involved with it like 4 years ago.
You play Fortnite?
I wish. I watch people play Fortnite, though.
Why do you mean you wish? Just because you're too busy with all
the
things you
got going? Yeah, because here's the thing. You have to be so dedicated to playing those games to
like
be
golf.
Really good at like golf. I was just talking to somebody about that the other day. They're like, you should golf. You have to spend your whole life either golfing or working. And I just don't want to do that.
Yes.
But I get invited to these charity golf tournaments all the time, and I can't. I'm like, I'll caddy. I can't golf, so I should probably learn. But no, esports, they take it really seriously. And that's why when people say it's not a sport or these kids should go outside and play and meet people in person, there is such a community, and they practice all day long, and they get really good at it, and they're making millions of dollars. So I'm not going to knock them for that.
No, the Mavs gaming, like, they have this really nice facility, and they house all the players, and they prepare meals for them, and they're together. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And as you know, that's like because I'm an older guy, that just all happened after me. And so I feel lost and I'm trying to get my bearings on that stuff. And then I see it up close and go, good God, this is
it's insane. It's bigger than the Super Bowl overseas. It really is.
Right.
And the money that's going into it and these 20-year-old kids making millions of dollars.
Well,
it's amazing.
Thank you so much for taking the time
with
us.
We took a turn there, huh?
We
went from Kristaps Porzingis to esports.
That's what we do. We like to go all over the board.
That's what you do because you're so...
Everything's fair game.
Yes.
That's why it's called fair game, right?
On FS1. Be sure to check it out. And, of course, American Ninja Warrior. Thank you so much.
I'll send you Norm MacDonald's contact info.
Thank you.
We'll get him on.
Thank you. You're hired.
Thank you so much for your time. Bye. There she goes, Christine Leahy. That was awesome. Awesome stuff.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.